Okay, good morning. Mr. Isabel is out of the office this morning, so you've asked me to pray with y'all today and talk a little bit about our devotion today, which is titled, What Do You Need? This is coming from Philippians 4:19, which reads, The same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. So if you walk through a store, a toy store with some children, you'll hear the mantra, but mom, but dad, I need that. What exactly is a need? In my quiet time in a journal, as I journal, I was trying to sort out the differences between of what I want and what I need. I looked up need in the dictionary and learned that a need is a condition requiring a supply or relief. I had to agree that with God, that most of the time when I told God I needed something, I was a lot like that child in the store. I just thought I needed it. Now I ask myself, what is the requirement? Is it pressing? Is it urgent? Is it means of basic substance? In the book of Acts, the church rallied to supply each other's needs. They sold their possessions and they shared the proceeds with those in need, Acts 2:45. So then I asked myself, what would I sell if someone I loved needed to eat, needed shelter? And let's be honest, probably everything would go. I really don't have that many needs. God says he will supply my needs and he goes beyond that. He meets my needs according to his riches, and he owns it all. Just one little thing to think about today. Let us pray. Lord, we come here today and thank you for all of the blessings that you have given to all of us in this wonderful company that we all work for. And we pray that our leaders continue to lead us in a direction to get over this craziness and keep our businesses going the way they need to be going and things happening the way they need to be happening. I pray that the angels watch over all of our trucks and our drivers and their wonderful families and the folks that are still dealing with this storm. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Everyone have a wonderful day. And if you get a second, tell Mr. Zach O'Quinn happy birthday. Thanks.